Hey everyone, I'm Blair O'Neill with the Golf Channel, and you're listening to Southern Fairways Radio, hosted by Randy Bergen. Now, let's have some fun with Southern Fairways Radio.
And good Saturday morning to you, and welcome to a Father's Day / U.S. Open edition of the Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show as we're broadcasting live today from our Strixon studios located right here in Lower Alabama. And, of course, today's show is presented by McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. They're located just east of I-65 on Dolphin Street in Mobile, or you can check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. All right. Boy, we got a lot to get into today, so let me go ahead and do some housekeeping before I set that table for you. PGA professional and director of golf at Quail Creek Golf Club in beautiful Fairhope, Alabama, Sweet Swing and Bobby Hall. He's on assignment today, as well as Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, Matt Brandt. He, too, on assignment. So what did I do? I went to the bullpen, and I bring in the closer. I bring in the closer, I promise you. He didn't even move from the last 2 hours. He's still sitting right there, same position. Coach Mark Glaster in the house with me today. Coach, I am glad that you are here today, my brother.
Man, I am so happy to be here. I enjoy getting to spend some time with you, Randy. We hadn't seen each other much in the last month or so, and so it's good to spend some time with you here on this wonderful radio show you've got. And I love the time we get to spend together here.
Well, I appreciate it. We're going to have a lot of fun today. It will be the fastest hour in radio, I can promise you. I'm going to go ahead and set this table for you on our all-weather roofing guest line. Coming up in the next segment, we've got Captain Doug Maines on with us with Extreme Chaos Fishing out of Zeke's Landing in Orange Beach. Now, I'm going to tell you, we're going to talk some fishing with him. We'll probably talk a little golf with him as well. He is out on the water right now, has already sent me pictures of fish that they are catching out there. But the one thing I will tell you about Captain Doug Maines, when you go out there and you've chartered him, 99, and I told you this a while ago in the break, 99.99999% of the time, you're going to catch fish. But if you don't, if it's that 0.0001% and you're not catching fish, here's what you're going to get out of your money that you just spent. You got a comedian on the waters, all right? The dude is funny. One of the funniest guys I know. We'll have a good time. You won't want to miss a segment coming up in just a few moments with Captain Doug Maines. At the bottom of the hour, we go to our go-to, Mitch McConnell with McConnell Automotive. We're going to talk cars with him. We'll talk golf. We'll talk football. Of course, Mitch has his thumb on the pulse of Alabama football, so we'll talk some Alabama football and SEC football with him. And then we'll wrap up the hour talking. We've got the U.S. Open going on, and it's playing tough. They're in the Oakmont in Pennsylvania.
Tough.
It's playing tough. The LPGA is in Michigan for the major LPGA Classic for Simply. We'll keep you updated on the leaderboards there. How about some NBA? Okay, they played last night. The Indiana Pacers representing the Eastern Conference, the Western Conference champion, the OKC Thunder. Right now, 2-2 in the NBA Finals. Of course, they'll play on Monday night. Let's see who goes 3-2. Right now, and Coach, I think we talked about it. Your sons were even talking about OKC. The Thunder should be winning this thing.
He said they should sweep it. And he thinks that the Thunder's the best team in the NBA by far.
They got the talent.
And he says, I don't understand why they're even struggling.
Yeah.
He goes, if they don't win it, they ought to fire everybody. Of course, that's a true fan. You know, speaking right out there, just here we go. Well, but, the Thunder has got the most talent. But, you know, Indiana's playing right along there with them.
Well, they are. And we don't talk a lot of NBA on here. We just don't. But we're in the finals. And it's a good one. Both of these teams has been – I don't think the Thunder has been to the finals. Maybe the Pacers.
It's been
a long time.
May have been back when, was it, what was that guy's name? Reggie? I'll think of it when I don't need it. But he was one of the great player. I think he took them to the finals against the Chicago Bulls, which was not a good recipe. That's a pretty much a recipe for disaster.
No doubt. Hey, we're going to get you caught up on the official world golf rankings. Also, Major League, we'll talk some baseball, get the standings for you. Where's the Atlanta Braves and everything?
Struggling.
They are struggling. There is no doubt.
Yeah, they are.
So we got a lot to get into.
Yeah, we
try to cram it all in 1 hour. Will be tough, but we're going to make it happen for sure. Want to remind you, too, put us on your speed dial, 251-343-0106. If you're traveling, you can keep up with us by going to the FM Talk 106.5 website. Download their free app. You can go to TuneIn Radio X, YouTube, Spotify, anywhere you go. Also, don't forget, for those of you listening to us in Central and North Alabama, go to Radio Alabama. Boy, I tell you what, Lee Perryman, Michael Brandon, those guys do a wonderful job up at Radio Alabama. Glad to be a part of their stations as well. Do check them out for sure. As I mentioned, don't blink your eyes. Fastest hour in radio. If you have a comment, if you have a question, 251-343-0106 is where you need to go. Let me mention a couple of our sponsors real quick. Of course, I mentioned McConnell Automotive, Strixon Golf, Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, biggest deck on the Gulf Coast.
Huge.
You want? I'm telling you, you want some fantastic food, beautiful scenery, and I think one of the things that makes Boudreaux stand out more than anything else is their service.
Yes.
They have got those guys trained properly. They will take very good care of you for sure. I want to thank David Musial at Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley, Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai. And remember, hey, if you're out playing golf and you're looking for a unique golf course or a fun golf course or courses, check out Craft Farms Golf Course in Gulf Shores. They're the only Arnold Palmer signature design course in Alabama. And don't forget about Peninsula Golf Course. Fantastic places to play for sure. I want to thank Lisa Johnson Realtor, CETO, Captain John Ward with CETO. Of course, he is on a reality TV on the Weather Channel. It is Deep Water Salvage. If you've never seen it, it's really fun. I know you like boating and all that, Mark. They go and dig boats out of some funny places. All right, if you get a chance, do check it out for sure. I want to thank our new sponsor, All Weather Roofing, the number one roofing company in Mobile and Baldwin County. Happy to have them as a new partner. Also, Fairhope Golf Works, JT Purine, and Master Club Fitter Avery Reed. If you're looking to play better golf, you got to set up an appointment with these guys at Fairhope Golf Works. They will help your game out, no doubt about it. Have you ever been over to see them, Mark,
at all? We did the show there a couple of times.
No, that's right. That's right.
You know, and
we got to go back, by the way.
I love it. I love it. Those guys do a fantastic. And I love sitting in there doing the show and watching kids come in or grown-ups come in there, you know, hitting balls or testing out or getting measured for clubs or whatever. They're trying to figure out what's best for them. And those guys just do a fantastic job in both parts of the golf game.
And let me tell you, Avery Reed, when I say master club fitter, this is a guy that's been on all the tours. The pros know him. He fit some of the very best, Dustin Johnson. I mean, all those guys. So go see Avery and JT at Fairhope Golf Works. We want to thank Bobby Hall at Quail Creek Golf Club. Strokes gained hydration. Guys, if you're going out to play golf, you got to stay hydrated. All right. Do check out Strokes Gained Hydration for sure. Also the PSR Radio Network. And let's not forget about Boom at Boom's Thai Kitchen, now at the food court in Piggly Wiggly in Fairhope. She is doing a wonderful job. She's got a big smile on her face. She is waiting for you to go over there and get some food, okay? She's going to take very good care of you. So go check out Boom at Boom's Thai Kitchen. Tell her we sent you.
That's right.
She'll get you all fixed up.
What was it Rick likes to eat all the time? What's his favorite thing?
He likes that crunchy chicken.
Yeah, that's
crunchy
it.
Chicken
yeah.
is stupid good. I'm telling you, that's why I look like I look, Mark. It is good for sure. Also, hey, I do want to mention Joey Johnson, the publisher and editor-in-chief of our magazine, got a new one out, and it is really, really neat. If you have an opportunity, you can pick one up at most any golf course. They're located different places, but you can also go online to southernfairwaysgolf.com and check out the digital version. Got articles, some great articles in there. It's got leisure, food, all kind of stuff in this. So do check it out, southernfairwaysgolf.com, and check out the digital version. So a lot going on here, all right? And we're gonna try to get into some fishing, because I know you love to fish.
I do love to fish.
That is something I just enjoy doing.
I do, too.
And we're going to do that. Captain Doug Maines is going to be coming up in our next segment. He's out. I don't know if he's out in the Gulf. We'll find out if he's out in the Gulf or in the Intercoastal. But he did send those pictures a while ago, and we're going to find out what he's out there catching today.
You know, I know this is Father's Day weekend, and we were talking. Now you're talking about fishing. My daddy took me fishing one time. I'll never forget this. I'm going to be real quick. We were fishing, and we were like had a cane pole, okay, and a bobber
right.
sitting out there in the water. Right. And of course, I was about 8 or 9 years old, and I found this little stick. and put it in the ground. It had a little fork on it. I put it in the ground and just laid my pole on it and just sat there. And my dad says, you better hold that pole. You better hold on to that pole. Don't just lay it on that stick, you know. And I said, Dad, I'll catch it. If something bites it, I'll catch it. It couldn't have been 20 minutes, 20 seconds later. A bass must have just swum by and saw that big old worm down there and bit it. And it jerked the pole off the little tree, the little limb I had, right into the water. Dad has to get he jumps out into the water and grabs the pole and looks at me and says, I told you to hold this thing. And I thought to myself, and that's why dads tell us to do things.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. Oh, my goodness. Good stuff. All right. Hey, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, Captain Doug Maines with Extreme Chaos Fishing. He's up next right here on Southern Fairway Sports Radio.
Hey, get her done. You know who this is? This is Larry the Cable Guy. And you know who you're listening to? That's right. Randy Bergen on Southern Fairways Radio Show. And if you're not listening to him, you're a communist. These boys is good.
Thank you, Larry. We appreciate that. Welcome back to Southern Fairways Sports Radio Show. I am Randy Bergen, joined by legendary coach Mark Glassner. And glad to have you here with us. Guys, we're going to head south. We're going down to the Gulf. Now, we're going to talk with Extreme Chaos Fishing's Captain Doug Maines on the line with us. One of the things, let me just mention this real quick, Mark. One of the things I like to do is I like to have walkout songs for our guests, okay? You know, whenever you play baseball, they got a walkout song, right? Well, Captain Doug Maines' walkout song, his list was Kid Rock. So I'm going through, I listened to every Kid Rock song last night trying to find one that I could play on the radio. So you got Steely Dan.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, what are you doing, Doug?
Oh, I'm just sitting here down in the Gulf of America and catching fish and all that. What y'all up there?
Well, we're doing a little radio show and glad to have you on board here with us. Now, where are you, in the Gulf or are you in the intercoastal?
We are in the Gulf of America. We're about 3 miles
there you go.
Out. Yeah.
All right. So you sent me some pictures a little earlier. What are you catching out there?
Well, we got some nice kings. We got about two nice kings, 36 inches. We got some Spanish and stuff like that. We've been catching some nice red snapper. You know, it's open 7 days a week to the end of June. But then they'll kind of check our numbers and see where we stand and go from there. But we're catching some really nice fish.
You know, one of the things, I think red snapper for a long time, you could only do it on the weekends because they said there just wasn't enough. Boy, was that a false number, because there's plenty of red snapper out in the Gulf of America.
There's plenty of them. Plenty of them out here.
Really, what are you using for bait right now?
Randy, I think you could even catch one.
God.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Randy. You knew it was coming.
All right, I knew something's going to happen here in just a minute, and there it is. All right, Captain Doug Maines with Extreme Chaos Fishing out of Zeke's Landing in Orange Beach. You're out there right now. What are you using for bait? What's the big catch right now? Whenever you go out, are you just kind of going for miscellaneous, or do you have a designated fish that you're after?
Well, normally we've been running a lot of snapper trips, so we go after the snapper, usually 8-9 miles out, or a state boat, so we stay within 9 miles. But it sure is fun bringing them snappers to the top, you know, in shallow water. So you can still see land. So if you're worried about, you know, going out there and getting sick, I mean, you can see land and everything's good.
Mark, I will tell you, I've been in a boat with him, and he does not go in a straight line, okay? He zigzags just to intentionally make you sick. So, so it's less
every
fishing,
now and then,
okay?
Every now and then when you're on here, I do that. How's that golf game?
It's color me absent on that one. All right. My golf game is really not that good. My golf game, much like my fishing. All right. I just don't seem to do well at it. So,
well, that's
but,
said
Mark,
enough.
I know you
can
got
I
a question.
Somebody else now.
Take over, Mark. You got it.
Hey,
what's up, Mark?
Hey, Cap. Hey, man, I'm doing great. It's good to hear you. When y'all go out, do y'all do y'all have a, like, how do folks get a hold of you and find out how to, you know, charter a trip or get lined up to get started on one? And do they have to do it like a month out, or can you do it within the week? How do people normally go about doing that?
Normally, if you can go to extremechaos.fish and get on my website, you can look at all the trips that we've got. Bottom fishing, inshore, near shore, we got it all. So you can book right there online, or you can call me at 228-365-2352.
I got to tell you, I had my boys from California come over. All right, and we kind of go in the off season, so we go to the intercoastal. Yeah, we go to the intercoastal, and man, they're just excited to get on the boat and go fishing, right? So we're fishing hard for 2 hours. We haven't caught anything, and apparently Doug had called one of his friends and said, "Go throw some fish in this one area, because these guys are not catching anything." So we go to this. He said, "All right, I know where they are. Let's go over here." So we go to this little pier over here, and we catch one that probably a crappie was probably bigger than the one we caught. All right, which I promise you'd catch fish, right? Oh my goodness! So
that was Randy's big catch of the day.
Captain Doug Maines with Extreme Chaos Fishing out of Zeke's Landing there in Orange Beach. You can certainly go online to extremechaos.fishing and book your charter. Now, Doug, you go, as you mentioned, you go out in the Gulf of America, but you also stay inshore and fish in the intercoastal. Are you catching any reds right now in the intercoastal?
Yeah, the reds are starting to pop around, and there are some being caught. We've just been out in the Gulf so much that we've been doing the snapper deal. And that's, you know, Everybody loves catching those red snapper.
So, well, I mean,
but we got plenty of days in July open.
Okay, and I mean, how deep are you fishing right now for the red snapper? I mean, they're probably coming right to the top, aren't they?
Well, you can chum them up, get them to the top, and kind of, you know, throw a line out there and just kind of pick your fish, which is really fun, because once you know you get your fish on, and usually it's a pretty good size one, he just takes you straight to the bottom, so it's a heck of a fight.
But which is fun. Now, what is the minimum now? I know it used to be two. Is it four now per person?
No, they were going to change it to four. I think they're going to do that next year. It's still two per person. So, and we're, you know, catching these fish, we're fishing in probably 50 foot of water up to about 90 foot.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Now, do you do any trolling or anything like that, or is it just straight bottom fishing when you go out in the Gulf?
We do a little bit of trolling. We got a trolling trip on there on the webpage, but got one on right now. Here we go. Here we go, boys. Let's do this. Get that thing out of there. Here, go back.
Okay, go. The FCC is not listening, so.
That's probably good. Get it, baby. That's a big one. Oh, here we go, Bergie. Here we go.
All right.
We ain't gonna need that. We need to gaff. Let's gaff to something. Here we go.
Thank you for cleaning that up.
Hey, y'all, get them lines out of the water. Where's he at? All
right. Mark, only here. Could you get that kind of narration?
Oh, that's a nice one. Hold on, man. Hold on. Let's get
it. All right.
Hold on. Shoot. Come here.
Steve, hit that second button.
All right. There you go, baby. Look at there. Wheat. That's nice.
All right,
that
what's
going in the cooler? Another king mackerel, Bergie.
Really?
Probably going to be 20, what's he about? Here, let's put him up here real quick. Let's see. Oh, probably about 32 inches.
Nice.
Wow.
That's nice. He's going in.
That'll be nice. That'll be nice. Good stuff. Mark, there's not too many places, too many shows you can listen to where you're actually out on the Gulf catching fish while you listen to the radio.
And you can listen to them catch it.
Did you listen right there?
Bergie, happens when you call. You just can't be out here on the boat and catch one. You know,
you just need to call in, Randy.
I'll send you the invoice.
Mark, you come anytime, okay?
All right, buddy.
All right, bud. Look, we're going to let you get back to it. We know that you got to handle those rod and reels real quick. Real quick, folks want to set up a fishing trip with you. How do they do it?
just go to Extreme Chaos and Chaos is chaos.fish and book it right online, or feel free to give me a shout. Like I said, 228-365-2352. I promise you a great time out on the water.
Good deal, man.
And even if you don't catch fish, you got a comedian.
Yeah,
okay?
You do.
You got a comedian out there. Doug, hey, thanks, Captain. I appreciate you coming on with us. Good luck the rest of the day.
Hi, right, buddy. Y'all have a good day. Thank you.
Right, take care, pal. You thank you. That's awesome. How many times you get to listen to a radio show and hear somebody catch a fish and get a narration through the whole thing? Just hope some people weren't listening. But that was awesome.
Let me throw this disclaimer out. If you heard something that was not right, we apologize. That was not the intent of these hosts or this radio station.
That's
or the radio
how
station.
It happens when you
That's good stuff. That's just good stuff right there. But no, Captain Doug Maines with Extreme Chaos Fishing. If you're looking to have a good time while you're fishing. Now, there's some captains out there. They just take you out there. They have no personality. They just take you, okay, drop over there. Don't do this. Don't do that. This cat right here, you will have fun. If you're not catching, even when you're catching fish, you heard him right there.
Right.
You're going to have a blast. So do check him out. Captain Doug Maines with Extreme Chaos Fishing out of Zeke's Landing for sure.
Right.
All right. So good stuff there.
That is good stuff. And I enjoy listening to that. That was fun. That was really fun.
Well, you're invited. Do you notice he didn't invite me?
I noticed
invited
that.
To go.
That
okay.
Kind of, yeah.
But no, you hey, that's what you need to do with your boys sometime is go see Doug. Let him take y'all out. Y'all will have a blast, I promise.
No doubt.
So good stuff. Hey, we only got about a minute left here in this segment. Coming up next will be Mitch McConnell. We're going to talk some cars, golf, football, SEC football, Alabama football. A lot to get into with him. But what's going on over at Bayside? Now, y'all start cranking up, the end of July, 1st of August?
That's when the actual practice starts. Yeah. The first we're already in our summer workout program, and it's rolling along. Had a great turnout this week. Just really, really good turnout. The kids are working hard. Varsity and middle school kids are working. So, yeah, it's full swing. Summer program's in going full speed ahead, and looking forward to another exciting football season coming up for us. It'll be here before you know it, put it that way.
There ain't no question about it. Ain't no question about it. As Gene Stahl said, there just ain't no question about that.
Ain't no question about that.
All right, we're going to take a time out. When we come back, Mitch McConnell, he's up next right here on Southern Fairways. Gentlemen, in the red corner, weighing in at 165 pounds, at 5'11", please welcome the general manager of McConnell Automotive, the one, the only, here he is, Mitch McConnell.
Mitch, was that okay? Were you okay with that?
Randy, that was awesome, man. y'all got me laughing.
Oh, my goodness. A little Motley Crue there.
We've got live fishing segments with colorful language. We've got rock music. We got it all. They got me fired up. I want to be on that fishing boat. What do you think, Coach?
I think it's a great ticket, man. We need to do that.
Oh my goodness. And that's the funny thing about Doug. I'm like, Doug, okay, now remember, you're going to be on air. Watch what we say.
Right.
Oh, I'm good, man. I'm good. No worries.
No,
well, there you go. I think I counted
it,
three.
I think he said it. That he knew he was on air, had to watch his language about 5 seconds before he got excited. So his short-term memory is about as good as mine, Randy.
I'm telling you. All right, hey, Mitch. All right, look, typically we wait and do the car segment at the end of this segment, but because last time we didn't get to work in the car segment, tell us what's going on over at McConnell Automotive.
Well, I mean, I hate to bore people trying to sell them a car, so we have a little different approach, Randy. And one time we interviewed a customer, said, what do you like about shopping at McConnell? And he couldn't come up with the words, but he finally did. He goes, man, y'all ain't got no shenanigans. So I think that's for people listening, you know, when you want some straightforward treatment and you don't want to go through five levels of negotiation and have to put on your hard hat to buy a car at a great price or a truck or SUV, then really want people to shop at McConnell. And Randy, right now we're really excited about all the GMC product that's coming in. The new Yukon has been upgraded. People, you know, the AT4, there's an AT4X. It's getting spicy in the GMC world when you look at our trucks and our SUVs. The new Acadia is a great, not just a soccer mom vehicle, but it's bigger now. It's awesome. And we've got some great rebates, interest rates. And Eddie Hicks and Louis Arata are used car guys. I think they're the best in town. So, you know, you're looking for a used car, shop us. And if we don't have it, call us and let us find it for you. But main thing is we like to take care of people. We can service anything, Randy. Coach Laster, I think we've had everything from a 1942 Rickenbacker to a late model, you know, McLaren in our shop lately. So, you know, anything people need, we just want us to keep them on their mind, buddy. But no one car sticks out. Everything we have, we try to price it aggressively and take care of people and take all the shenanigans and games out.
There you go. No shenanigans at McConnell Automotive.
Yeah. I like that.
Do check them out. There you go. There you go. Visiting with Mitch McConnell.
We have a warranty for life that's no games, meaning you buy a new vehicle, you get it for free, and you can take your car anywhere. Most of the ones you see advertised, there's a lot of strings attached. And if I was Shane Lowry or the Irishman Roy McElroy that does not like the price, I'd say there's no shenanigans with McConnell's lifetime warranty.
Oh, my goodness. Mark, did you know you were getting into all this?
This is awesome.
All right. So, all right, Mitch, here we go. All right, the great job on the cars. No shenanigans. Do check them out. You can also go online to McConnellAutomotive.com, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. Now let's turn and talk a little golf. Right now, the U.S. Open being played at Oakmont in Pennsylvania. It is tearing these guys up right now. Sam Burns, the former LSU All-American, leads at 3-under. He'll tee off at about 2:35 our time with J.J. Spahn, who's been playing extremely well. He's won back at 2-under. Victor Hovland is at 1-under, who's been playing some good golf. But I'm going to tell you who's surprising me right now is the old guy of the bunch, Adam Scott right now, T4, along with Ben Griffin. Yep.
Yeah, he's getting to be a little bit of a silver fox. But if we could look like that when we were 45 years old and play golf like that, I think we all would have maybe made a deal with the guy downstairs, right?
That's right.
What a classy guy. And look, he's tough. He's the only guy that shot two rounds that didn't exceed par, right? 270s.
That's right.
To play, Coach Laster, Randy, I got to play with the Zurich Classic PGA guys. I got to play Oakmont. And I tell you what, it's really fun to watch it, and that's back when I was playing a lot of golf. But guys, that is the toughest golf course I've ever played. It was one of my greatest days of my golf life because I beat all the New Orleans guys that were LSU fans that hated me because I was Nick Saban's buddy. So that made it a little more satisfying.
Well, I mean, hey, look, there is no doubt that the fairway is premium on that golf course. If you get in that rough, I don't know that there's a golf course. And Mark, you're all around the state with coaching golf for Bayside. Have you seen any place,
Nothing.
Any golf course that has rough like that?
No, I have not seen any rough like that. I've seen some places where the fescue's real high. You know, in some areas they make it that way, but it's not the rough. The rough, I've never seen the rough. If you get off the fairway, you're already struggling just to make par.
No doubt. Well, I mean,
Randy,
some of these scores are crazy.
I'll tell y'all a quick funny story. The president of the club met with us because it was through the PGA Tour, and the last thing he told us, we had lunch with him before we played, he goes, okay, laddies, let me explain this to you. The members here are proud of Oakmont. We don't prepare it for the U.S. Open. We slow it down for the U.S. Open. So the greens have no friction. It defies logic. I shot a 74, and I thought it was a 64. The closest guy to me was a plus handicap, shot 87. Because you're going to four-putt those greens.
Wow.
And my caddy asked me, my handicap was a 2 at the time. We had 33 minutes. He said, Mitch, we got 3 minutes here's your 7-iron hitting balls. We got 30 minutes right over there. And he pointed to the putting green that's an extension of the 18th green. What I'm trying to say, you have a 7-foot birdie putt, and you're excited. It may look level to you. And, buddy, if you hit the rim of the cup, you're going to have 7 feet coming back. And that just gets in your head whether you're hitting from the fairway or the rough. But, you know, some of these guys look like they're Sam Burns playing a different golf course because it's called hitting the fairway. And if you don't, you literally pretty much got no shot. And I think it's going to be interesting. Look, guys, John Rahm, dare I say Scottie Scheffler, they're not in a bad spot at 4 over. I think 1 over to even par is probably going to win this thing. I don't see 2 or 3 under winning it. So everybody that made the cut still theoretically, in my opinion, got a shot. But I still like Scottie. I think Rahm, but my pick is Ben Griffin.
He's been playing good. There's no doubt.
I just got a feeling about the boy. He's just something about him right now. You know, if I'm going to pick a dark horse, I'm going to pick him. But I still might take Scottie Scheffler 4 shots back of him, even up. So it's going to be fun to watch. Anybody that hadn't tuned in, this is the U.S. Open your granddaddy used to grow up on. And we all need to enjoy it for what it is because it's a special golf course.
Well, there's no question about it. Visiting with Mitch McConnell, McConnell Automotive, talking a little golf here. You talk about putting at Oakmont. Those greens are saying they're running somewhere around 13 or 14, which is extremely fast. I mean, that's crazy fast. But they said, Mitch, that they can get – they've had those greens – are you ready for this? Up to a stimp of 18.
Yeah. Yeah, we played them at 15-8 is what the guy said. It was 16.
Oh, my goodness.
Some of these plus handicap New Orleans guys, and they're my buddies now, I hope they're listening, their pants were a different color by the time they walked off about the fifth green because we had a medalist day, clean in the hole, nobody's picking the ball up. And I heard cuss words I have still not yet heard since that day from some of my Bayou buddies. And I beat them all because of the greens. You put a ball halfway to the hole, and it kept rolling until it got there, and it was my caddy's 30 minutes on the putting green that saved me. But I'm excited to watch it. I think there's a lot of guys, you know, and let's not forget it's a Ryder Cup year, boys. So anybody that jumps in there from Keegan Bradley down the line and plays well the next couple of days could earn themselves a spot on a life-changing team, you know. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, there's no question about that for sure. All right, Mitch, we've only got about 3 minutes left here. Let's talk some Alabama SEC football. Look, as Mark said a while ago, football's going to be on us before we know it, all right? And I think Alabama's getting geared up. Right now, it looks like Ty Simpson, I think, is going to be your quarterback at Alabama. Are there any changes on that? What have you heard?
No, there's not going to be any changes on that, in my opinion. So I think Alabama fans ought to rally around Ty and get excited because Coach Grubb is excited about him, Coach DeBoer, Shep, our wide receiver coach. Everybody loves Ty. More importantly, I think the teammates love the guy. So Keelan Russell is breathing down his neck, and that's exciting. And we know he's been through a recent tragedy, so let's keep him in our prayers for losing his twin sister. But, guys, I think the quarterback position, and I love Jalen Milroe. Let's all appreciate what he did for Alabama. But I think you're going to see a quarterback that is going to remind you a lot of, LSU guys. Speaking of LSU, a Joe Burrow type with a little better wheels. He's got the head. He's got the arm. I don't think he is going to give this team up to anybody just because of the leadership that he exhibits and the talent he has. And I think more importantly, maybe we're going to see an offense that is going to look like Coach DeBoer really believes in this year, and we're going to build it around a bunch of players instead of one. And I think it'll be great for Alabama.
You know, Mitch, next weekend I think is a big recruiting weekend at Alabama, and I've got some of the biggest. Supposedly, I keep hearing there's going to be three or four five-star guys that are going to be there, and they may all commit.
There's so much positive momentum, Coach. Yeah, it's a big weekend. Courtney Morgan is the GM. He sets all that up. He does a great job. But Alabama's got a lot of positive momentum, and when you look at Coach Saban, the legend he was, leaving the thing quite suddenly, if we're all honest, nobody saw it coming. Not even his own wife right. thought it was happening that year. So I right. think a year later, the momentum of the coaching staff and Coach DeBoer, I think people really don't understand how smart, how sharp, and how concise this guy does his work. And recruiting has been unbelievable. I do have one tip, Randy. I'm going boat fishing next Thursday night. Billy Cox invited me. So if you get tired of not getting anything on your line, we can just go out there with a bow and arrow and just end all that. Is that not the ultimate redneck way to catch a fish? they invited Mitch, me. I could not say no to that. I love the fish, but we're not going to have to exercise any patience.
Oh, my
we're
going
to float around and try to shoot flounder with a gun, apparently. You know,
that may be what I have to do. That may be what I have to do. Mitch, hey, man, it is always fun to hang out with you, brother.
Hey, I think the quarterback thing in every every SEC position is going to be fascinating. Ole Miss, yeah. Auburn, Alabama, all these new quarterbacks, a lot to watch. But I'm excited yeah. about every team in the SEC, quite frankly, but especially Alabama.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Mitch, hey, man, go have fun bow fishing, and let me know when I'm meeting you at the dock, okay? Because you can pick me up and carry me. I definitely want to go.
Thursday night, Randy. I'm going to get you a spot. I just want to see if you can hit a fish with a bow and arrow.
Okay.
But I'm going to play some golf, and happy Father's Day to you boys. And look,
yes, sir, you
fishing,
too,
golf, and football, they all go together. And let's keep having some fun.
No doubt. No
Thanks,
doubt.
Mitch.
Thanks for all you do, Mitch. Have a great one, brother. Happy Father's Day.
Appreciate you, boys.
All right, there you go. Mitch McConnell. That's why we get the car stuff up front, because we get into
yeah.
I mean, and we can go on,
yeah, go
and, on,
on,
and, on.
And on. Absolutely. And on. Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we put a bow on this edition of Father's Day edition of Southern Fairways. Welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Randy Bergen along with Coach Mark Lassiter hanging out with us. Coach, it has been, I said at the very beginning, it's the fastest hour in radio.
You're not kidding.
I do this going by.
In a hurry. I still can't get over here. We listen to a guy narrate us through a live catch of a king mackerel in the Gulf.
Only here.
Only on the radio. Right here on this radio show.
You're
that was awesome,
here.
Man. That was absolutely awesome.
I've had quite a few texts on that one right there. So, no, that was good stuff. Good stuff for sure. Hey, a little bit to get into. Let me do mention real quick. Southern Fairways Golf Tour is at Lost Key on the 22nd, which is that's next Sunday, a week for, or is that two, next Sunday, right? Yeah, next Sunday. So if you have a buddy, it's a two-man tour, two-man event. It's the Birdies at the Beach two-man scramble, or excuse me, two-man shamble at Lost Key. If you'd like more information, you can go to southernfairwaysgolf.com. Get you and your buddy signed up for it. It'll be a lot of fun. You will have a blast, and we'd love to have you. All right, the tour's doing extremely well. We're thankful for all of our sponsors. We're thankful for all the guys that play with us. I think we have about 108 right now. We're probably going to close it at 116. So, yeah, do check it out, southernfairwaysgolf.com. All right, Mark, I do want to get into some stuff with you in just a few moments, but let me go back and mention real quick, if you're an NBA fan, the NBA Finals, as you know, are going on. The Indiana Pacers and the Oklahoma City Thunder, right now they are 2-2. They're even on the NBA Finals. I think the Thunder should win it. I believe that you agree with that as well.
I do. I think they're the best team in basketball. According to my son, Brian, who keeps me informed on everything basketball. But I watched them play, gosh, a couple weeks ago, and I guess it was the opening round, and, man, they just looked too good. So, but Indiana's playing right there with them and got the thing at 2-2. And so I think they – I don't know where they're going to play next. I think they go back to Oklahoma City, don't they?
It'll be the Pacers will be at Thunder, so they'll be in Oklahoma City. That will be, you can watch that game on Monday at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 our time. So let's see if they can pull it out.
Let's see.
All right, let's talk a little baseball real quick. When you look at the Major League, the American League Conference, the Eastern Division, New York Yankees have the lead right now. They are 4.5 games up on the Toronto Blue Jays. Tampa Bay Rays are 5.5 games back. In the Central Division, Detroit Tigers lead that. Minnesota Twins, 9 games back. And the Cleveland Guardians, which I hate that name, 9.5 back.
You know, I haven't even watched the first – the first baseball game this entire summer. Yeah. All I've done this summer is go get do with our school stuff and sure. driver's ed and stuff. But I need to get. Well, I've been keeping up a little bit with the Braves, but not as much as I have been. But the Yankees, I mean, that organization always is. You know, they're all if they are not on top, they're close to it. They're always to be reckoned with, and I do, every year it seems like they're always in the fight.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Whenever you look at the West division of that or Western Conference of that, the Houston Astros lead the Seattle Mariners. Excuse me, let me slow down here. Seattle Mariners are 4.5 games behind the Houston Astros. The Athletics, the lowest one in that division, are 13 games back. If we go to the National League, the New York Mets lead the East. 4.5 games up on Philadelphia. The Miami Marlins are 17.5 games back. They're the low ones in that one. In the Central Division, Chicago Cubs are up 4.5 games over the Milwaukee Brewers. The Pittsburgh Pirates, the low ones in that one, are 13.5 games back. In the Western Division, you've got the San Francisco Giants are up. Well, actually, they're tied with the Los Angeles. That's a pretty tight race.
Yeah.
San Diego Padres are 2 games back. Arizona Diamondbacks are, I think, 5.5 games back. And then if you're a Colorado Rocky fan, forget it this year. You're 27.5 games out of the top. Yeah, and for did I mention the Atlanta Braves a minute ago? They're 14 games back of the New York Mets in that East.
So that's almost insurmountable in and of itself. You know, the thing about the Major League Baseball is that they play for so long. I mean, and then when it gets into August, I mean, it's to me, it's attrition. Who you got left?
Yeah, they play 186 or 187 games.
Who you got left? It's hot everywhere you go. There's not going to find you. I mean, it is a drain from the middle of August to the end of September. Those teams fighting for that number one spot or that wild card spot. You know, they got to hope they keep everybody free from injury, hoping their pitcher's arms don't get, you know, messed up. And so it's really a deal. It's hard to tell this time of year. Now, if you're 27 games back, I'm sorry. You may as well start playing for the future because you're not going to do it this year. But all those teams that are within 5 or 6 games, hey, that thing's – open all the way through the 1st of September. I mean, it could be a battle to the end of it.
You know, Mark, in the Prep Sports Report, we had in the Legend Series Coach Tony Scarborough on. And one of the things that he said that really kind of caught my attention, and I didn't realize this, is whenever you're talking about girls softball fast pitch, he said that some of the teams have the same pitcher for every game.
Every game.
That's amazing to me.
It's a different throwing motion. And it puts less stress on their arm, especially your elbow. But I still think every single game, come on. I mean, they play tournaments.
Right.
And if that girl pitches 4 games in one day, I don't know if there's a limit on it or not. I don't think there is. But, I mean, to me, you got to get tired sooner or later. You know, I don't care.
You would think.
So, yeah, but there are some. I know I've watched some girls go out and they pitch, you know, 2 games in one day, maybe. I don't know if they've done more than 2, but
yeah.
And in those tournaments, I don't know how they. If you get in the loser's bracket and you got to play 4 games in one day.
Yeah, how you do that?
It's the same pitcher pitch every game? I don't know.
Don't know.
Some softball guy's going to have to tell me because I don't know.
Speaking of ladies, the LPGA, they're in Belmont, Michigan for the Missouri LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Right now, they got a 4-way tie at the top. Choi, Sagonda, Boutier, and Davidson all at 8-under. Of course, we talked a little bit about the U.S. Open going on at Oakmont. Sam Burns leads that at 3-under. J.J. Spahn at 2-under. Victor Hovland at 1. You got Adam Scott, Ben Griffin, who Mitch believes Ben Griffin will probably come back and win this. Those guys guys are a T4 at even. Victor Perez, Lawrence, those guys at plus one. So you got a host of guys right there close. How about Brooks Koepka? He hasn't played well in the last couple of events that he's played in. He's right now a T8 with a host of guys. So anything can happen there for
that's
sure.
That's not going to be a lot of low scores in that deal. That's
no.
That's going to be around even par. The winner's going to be around even par.
I think
par.
Those guys, I mean, if they – and as a matter of fact, I had a clip for Sam Burns, and I didn't play it. But, yeah, he's like, man, even right now is good.
It's good.
It's very good.
Very good.
So, yeah, we'll see what happens. Of course, the official world golf rankings right now, Scottie Scheffler still remains number one. And number two, Rory McIlroy, who kind of had a little bit of a spell ever since he won the Masters.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, he had that gorilla on his back about getting the career Grand Slam.
Right.
And now that he's gotten it, it's almost like his attitude has changed. I don't know whether it's been a good attitude or bad attitude.
I can't figure it out. Something's amiss, though.
Yeah, something's going on. Because yeah. I saw him throwing clubs earlier.
Me too. Yeah, I saw that.
Xander Schauffele is number three in the world. Colin Morikawa, number four. Justin Thomas, JT, former Alabama standout, number five in the world. A guy that I really like, Ludvig Åberg, is number six. Russell Henley, number seven, the Georgia Bulldog. Sepp Straka, I like Sepp. Keep your eye on Sepp Straka. He's at number eight. He's down one. Hideki Matsuyama, one of my favorites right now, number 10. And rounding out the top 10 in your official world golf rankings, it's a long way. He's the strongest guy out here probably, Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah.
So it's a long way.
He can hit it a ton. But I watch him play and I go, man, look at that. He can crush it. But then he can also stink it up pretty bad.
which he did at the U.S. Open. I think yes. He was plus 10. He missed the cut for
he
sure.
He did.
All right, real quick, what's happening? What about your golfers at Bayside right now? Now, you do the boys.
Right.
Do they say boys or men?
Boys.
Okay, yeah, and then you got boys. The girls.
Right.
Which Caroline B.B.
Skado.
Skado is the coach for the girls.
Yeah.
Who played? I used to play golf with her and her dad, Danny,
we had a good time. Champ.
She was fantastic at two different schools, Spanish Fort and Bayside.
That's right.
So good stuff. Well, we didn't get to get into it, but Mark,
yeah, right.
Man, thank you for hanging out with me.
Man, I enjoyed it.
Live
fishing. Never forget it. That was awesome.
All right, thanks to all our great sponsors, McCall Automotive, Strixon Golf, Bujor's Cajun Grill, Glen Lakes, Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai, Kraft Farms and Peninsula, also Lisa Johnson Realtor, Cito, All Weather Roofing, the number one roofing company in Mobile and Bowen County, Fairhope Golf Works, Quail Creek Golf Club, Strokes Gain Hydration, Boom's Tide Kitchen in Fairhope, and the PSR Radio Network. Thank you for hanging out with us. Have a happy and wonderful Father's Day weekend. And remember this, hit a knee, say a prayer. God bless America. God bless Israel. We'll see you next week right here on Southern Fairway Sports Radio. And thanks to our producer, Steve Stanley, for keeping us on the air. Until then, bye-bye, everybody.